on, let's open the door and let her out. You're going to say hello to Purdy?
Hello.
You're silly Billy, aren't you? Come on, Purdy. There you go, Puss, out you go. Go on, out you go, Puss. There you are, she's gone now. Say goodbye.
Hebo!
She's gone for a walk, hasn't she?
Walk.
A walk.
Walk, both!
Yes. Right, let's open the curtains. She's gone outside. Would you like to go and see if the postman's brought anything for Mummy and Daddy?
No.
Let's see if there's a letter there that needs picking up, please.
Whoa, whoa.
It is that.
Whoa, whoa.
Thank you very much. It's a new checkbook for Mummy. She's not got the dogs with her, has she?
Oh, no, Dad. Oh, dog.
No, that's not Daddy. That was Sue driving up. Daddy's upstairs.
Oh, Daddy. Finished? Sure.
That's the video case for Bob the Builder. What's on the front?
Pro.
Pussycat.
Like this?
That's Bob the Builder. And what's he wearing?
Billy.
Yes.
Blue truck.
The blue truck, yes. And the yellow truck. What's on Bob's head?
A yellow hat.
A yellow hat.
Billy. Blue truck. Billy. Billy. Blue truck.
Blue truck. There's a pussycat on the front of the box, isn't there? But what colour's the pussycat?
Blue. Oh,
it's blue, isn't it? Not the usual colour for a pussycat. Right, Thomas, are you going to come along? And we'll get your nappy changed. Get you dressed and then it's time for breakfast, isn't it? Come on, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Blue truck.
Blue truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Green truck.
The green truck. We'll just leave her. She's coming now for something to eat.
Well, sure.
Are you showing your video case?
Well. Lily?
Yes. Oh, that's nice, yes.
Well.
Good boy.
The truck.
That's right, you show her the truck. Come on, young man, I want to change you now. So what, you want to go and go pee?
You both.
Let me go on the table, you can still look at your video case. Lie down.
Lily?
Yes?
Blue truck.
Blue truck. You still got this rash on your legs, Thomas.
Lily.
It's getting worse on your legs.
Lily.
Yes, darling. What's the matter? Did you have a nice sleep?
No.
No? We slept quite a long time. You woke up about 2:15 this morning.
Two.
Yes, and got into Mummy and Daddy's bed.
Two.
And that's where you were when we all woke up this morning.
I'm bored of.
That's Bowden. She's here behind me.
No!
She's got some food on the tray. So I think she's probably waiting for me to put some more down.
No!
Because that food's from last night, isn't it?
Me!
Don't shout at me. Can you see all the spots on your tummy and your legs?
No.
No.
Lily?
Yes?
Me truck.
The big truck. You like that little man on television, don't you, Bob the Builder? We've only seen him once on the television. Somebody gave you the video, didn't they?
No.
What's that?
Lily?
Yes?
Blue truck.
Blue truck.
Football. Blue ball.
A blue football?
No, blue football. No.
Is it not a blue football? Show Mummy what it was.
No, blue football, no.
No, it's not a blue football, no. Mummy's going to work today.
Big truck.
Big truck.
Big truck.
You're telling the truck to get down.
There are wheelies.
Yes. Just heard him flush the chain, didn't you? Daddy's not at work today, is he?
No, no.
So you've got three people to look after you today.
Oh, pal. Look.
You just lie down now.
No.
Grandma and Granddad are coming to look after you.
No. Mama.
Yes. And Daddy's going to be at home as well, but Daddy won't be in this afternoon. Daddy's only here this morning.
No.
And Mummy will be all gone, won't she? Do you miss Mummy when she's at work?
No.
Do you miss Mummy? Oh, charming.
Charming.
Shh. Well, let's put some powder. She's there.
The door bow.
Yeah, she's at the door, isn't she? Lie down, please. And as soon as we've got you dressed, you can have some breakfast.
No.
What would you like for breakfast this morning?
Juice.
Yes, you can have some fruit juice and what else?
Chips.
You can't have chips for breakfast. Do you like cornflakes?
No.
No? You don't want cornflakes? What about...
Juice.
Yes, you can have juice. What about toast?
Pop.
Yes, the toast pops up in the toaster, doesn't it?
Ooh. A big mess. Ooh.
Where's there a mess?
Ooh.
What, your feet? Do they smell?
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't. I've been to say they shouldn't do. You had a bath. That's all right before going to...
There's
birdies at the door. And you haven't done anything all night apart from sleep, have you? So your feet shouldn't smell.
No.
There we are. Just lie still at the moment, please.
No move. Put your arm there. Lily?
Yes?
Lily?
Yes, darling.
Blue truck.
Blue truck.
Lemon. Lemon.
Yes,
ma'am. Blue truck.
Blue truck.
Lemon.
Yes.
Blue truck. Yes. Blue truck.
Lots of blue trucks on the video case, aren't there? What colour are these socks we're putting on today?
Oh!
Red socks. And they've got green, blue and yellow patterns, haven't they? These are like big boy socks. Aren't they?
Oh dear!
Oh yes, your knee's better now. Give it a kiss just in case. You can't see any scars there, can you?
Electro. Lily?
Yes.
A red truck.
A yellow truck. If you put these trousers on now, you're not going to spill breakfast down them, are you?
No.
Nice and clean. Good.
Put up.
Well done. Well, not quite. We've still got your t-shirt and shirt to put on.
About the door.
Yes, Purdy's still at the door. I don't think she's too worried about going out. I think she's just looking through the glass to see what's happening outside.
Ralph!
Yes. Oh, Thomas, you've got this rash on your neck now.
Yeah.
Can you see all the spots?
Oh, blue!
Yes, a blue t-shirt. Can you see all the little spots?
No. Oh, Ralph!
Put your arm through your sleeve. Oh, thank you. That was a nice kiss.
Mom!
Trying to kiss Purdy as well. I don't think you manage that because you're on the table and she's on the floor.
Oh, evil!
There we are. What colour's the shirt?
Blue!
Oh. It's red. It matches your socks.
Oh, Lenny.
Yes.
Oh, Lenny.
Oh. Are you stroking Mummy's head?
No, no, poop.
You got your fingers stuck in your sleeve. Just a second. Let's try again, right? Oh, there they are. Your fingers and thumbs. Do your shirt up. You look a smart boy today.
Pop!
Pop, we always have to dress you nicely when Grandma and Grandad come. Because they usually take you out somewhere, don't they?
No.
We do.
See, Lennon. See, Lennon.
Oh, charming. You're trying to get rid of me already, are you? Is that what you say when Mummy goes to work? Right, a foot in the slipper, please. A foot in the slipper. And they're red as well, aren't they? We're dressed in red and two shades of blue, dark blue and light blue. You look nice and bright when you dress like this. Other leg up. Ooh, a mini slipper. That's it. You're a good boy, Tommy.
Right. Are there shoes?
Hold on, shoes. Shall we brush your hair now? Make you look smart.
What's your on there? Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Truck.
We've not seen that big green truck that usually parks outside in the mornings, have we? It's not here today. There we are. Who's a smart boy? Who's a smart boy?
Elbow.
Oh.
Elbow.
There we are. Down you go. Let's see if Purdy wants to go out now. No, she's running away. Right, you. No, you don't hide. No, you don't hide. You're not hiding. No, you're not hiding. You just sit in your high chair, not chase Purdy. Come on, it's breakfast time. Come on, I thought you wanted some juice. I thought you wanted some juice. Can't have juice when you're running around here. Sit in your high chair.
Drop, drop.
You're not having chocolate.
Elbow, drop,
yes, drop. I think that's another reason why you need to be in your chair. so that poor pussycat can have something to eat in peace. Right, let's put a nice bib on you. How about a red bib today to match everything else? Mummy's eyes.
Lily.
Your clothes.
Is this?
Yes, Mummy's got a pink t-shirt on. It's not really red, is it?
Well, it's blonde on.
Just gone back to the door. Come on, Purdy, let's put some biscuits in your food and see if you'll eat it.
That's you.
Pussy. Come on, sweetie. Oh, she likes those little biscuits, doesn't she? Apart from this morning when she's not touching them. Come on, Poppet.
Matthew, no!
No, she doesn't want it, does she? Oh, isn't she pretty?
Oh, Bow. Lily?
Hmm?
Hello.
Oh, no, we love her very much, really, don't we, Tom? Now you want us.
Matthew?
That's right, she's eating her food now.
Mummy's
just going to wash her hands and I'll get you some juice.
About up.
She's still here.
Lily?
Yes,
Mum.
No, she's not dirty, but Mum has to wash her hands after she's touched her before touching your food, doesn't she?
No. Yellow juice.
Yellow juice, that's orange juice. She's not dirty, but you do have to wash your hands when you've touched it. Because she's been playing out in the garden. And when you've been playing out in the garden, we make you take your wellingtons off and wash your hands, don't we?
No.
Well, Birdie doesn't wear shoes. She has all her feet on the floor. She's got her feet and her hands on the floor.
No.
She's got four paws all going across the grass. And we can't wash them. So it just means we have to wash our own hands when we touched. There we are.
No, to me.
I'm trying to get the air out of the cap so it doesn't spill, but I can't seem to do it. There we are.
Nice. Mm.
It is nice. That's lovely. There we are. Lots of noise from the cloakroom in this morning, isn't there?
That's her food or not?
That's food or not, yes. She seems to have enough for her position. Can we put the cornflakes in this blue bowl? Blue bowl? There you are.
A bowl. Put the bubble. You should get a bowl. Bubble. The bowl that.
She's still at the door. was filling the kettle so she can make herself a cup of tea.
What's food all
done? That's right, Belle's food all done. That's a little bit left from last night, which she didn't want, so put that in the bin. He's upstairs. He's upstairs.
Daddy. Choo-choo's. No.
What's the matter, darling?
Choo-choo's, Anna.
Choo-choo's? Is that what you want, the choo-choo's? There you are. You can play with those while you're eating your breakfast, can't you?
Ellen?
Can Mummy put some toast in the toaster now?
Ellen?
Yeah. Oh dear, has the train hit the juice? It's made a bit of a mess, hasn't it?
Ellen? What's a choo-choo? What's a choo-choo? Wash your choo-choos.
Wash your choo-choos? Well, they don't need to wash now, but I think if you've been playing with them while you've been eating your breakfast, we'll probably need to wash them afterwards, won't we? Because your fingers get quite sticky. Are they sticky?
Lily, wash your choo-choos.
Wash your choo-choos.
Lily?
Yes.
Is your book?
I haven't read a book, and you just put it in the car.
Lily? Yes. Did you use your book?
Did you use a book?
Lily? Lily?
The washing that Mummy did yesterday, it seems dry now, doesn't it?
No.
No? I think it does. And the kettle's boiling, can you hear it?
We need tea!
Yes, Mummy's making herself some tea. Teapot. We put a tea bag into the teapot and we pour on boiling water, don't we? After a few minutes, pour it into Mummy's special cup. Here's this now.
Daddy.
It's Daddy.
Choo-choo's.
Choo-choo's. You're eating your breakfast.
Oh, I just the juice.
Drinking juice and stuff.
There's a white truck driving past.
Ready?
Yes.
What truck?
Where's that?
What truck? Old dog.
He's just driven past.
What truck? Old dog.
Truck.
No, it wasn't dirty, Thomas. It wasn't dirty, it's just that my vehicles sometimes look a bit dirtier than other cars. And vans and lorries. Doesn't mean they're dirty, all traffic on the road gets splashed.
Dad?
Yes?
That's a truck.
White truck.
Big splash. They'll probably give it a wash when it gets home.
Do I drop my box off?
Yes, please. but he's going out.
Oh dear! Oh dear!
No, it's all right. It's the clothes horse. It's drying the washer. It's just Mummy's put it a different way up from normal.
See you, Dad!
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daddy. It hasn't broken. It's just we've put it a different way up this morning, haven't we? Daddy's going out.
Do you see a book?
Do you choose a book? Can you see Daddy going? You can clip them back together very well, can't you?
No.
No, the juice won't fit in the back of the trailer because the trailer's too small, isn't it?
Lily?
Yes?
Do you put my little in there?
Daddy's just gone to take a book to somebody. And then he'll be back. He's just gone down the road to take Lisa a book. Yes?
Don't you juice?
Don't you juice? Yes?
Don't you juice?
Don't you juice? Are you making the trains go down on your high chair?
Pop!
Pop! That's the toast ready.
Lania!
Oh dear, did Mummy just drop the towel?
Stop.
Drop. I tried to hook it on the hook, but it fell off, didn't it? So are you going to be a good boy today, Thomas?
No.
No? Well, I'm not going to be able to leave you if you're not going to be a good boy. Oh, oh dear, dear.
What is dear?
You're not doing very well this morning, are you?
Yeah.
Mummy's not dropsy, she's dropping everything.
More drop.
First of all, we dropped the tea towel. And then we nearly dropped two plates, but we knocked two knives over as well, didn't we?
No.
Oh dear, Thomas. Oh dear, dear. Daddy's just gone to Lisa's house to return two books that Mummy borrowed from her last night. She wanted them back this morning before she went to work. So he's only gone to a house just round the corner. He'll be back very soon, won't he? This is breakfast time. You'll probably get some chop chop today because Grandma's coming.
Chop chop bag, Nana.
Chop chop bag, Nana. That mustn't be the first thing you say though when she walks in. That wouldn't be very nice, would it? What would you think if that's the first thing you asked for when she arrived?
Oh, Nana!
It's Daddy's back. Daddy's back now, isn't he?
Hello.
Oh.
Daddy, would you like a cup of tea?
Yes, please.
Daddy wants some tea this morning.
Nini tea.
Yes, Nini tea and Daddy tea.
Nini. Nana tea. Chop,
chop, Nana. Nana, juice. Would you like some more light on this toast this morning, Thomas?
No.
No.
Oh, dear.
You're have had a marmalade, haven't
you? Fruit juice the deer.
Fruit juice the deer. We're just boiling the kettle again so Daddy can have a cup of tea.
I did choo-choo's.
What's happened? Are they falling over? Let's put a new tea bag in the pot and pour some more water in it for Daddy. Oh,
beg
your pardon.
Yeah!
Now, what do you say when you make a noise like that? Excuse me, please. Come on, what do you say?
Yeah!
No, you do not say chocolate. You say excuse me. Excuse me, please, Mummy.
Pear.
Pear? We haven't got any pears, sweetheart. We've got bananas, apples, peaches and oranges.
No,
Daddy's not having juice, he's having tea. He's having tea.
Can I do it?
We'll put some butter on this toast.
Do it, Dad.
You've drunk all the juice. You must be very thirsty this morning, because yesterday you didn't drink the juice. And I don't think you drank it at the weekend, really, did you?
What's a drink?
Yes, I made some more juice. Just let me put some more light on the toast. Oh dear, what's happened?
Da-da-da-da.
Just gone back upstairs, Tony. There we are.
Hello.
There you are, that's the toast. Shall I do you some more juice? Thank you. More juice, please.
More juice, please.
Boy. Looks a bit dull outside today, doesn't it?
No! Oh dear!
It's dull, it doesn't look very nice. Some more orange juice.
Ew.
Where's that, darling? Birdie, she's still outside. I can see her walking along the grass. She's just going underneath your swing. She's run underneath the swing and she's gone under the bush.
That's the bird. Yellow Stack's bird.
No, she's not run up the slide. She's just walked underneath the swing. Well, she's come back out now. She's inspecting the garden, that's what she's doing. She's wandering around seeing if anybody else has been in the garden overnight. She likes to think of it as hers. But we have three pussycats living next door, haven't we? And we have one pussycat living opposite. So they often come into the garden. In the mornings, Cody has to walk around to see if they've been to visit in the night.
A juice.
Is it nice juice?
Good, good, good.
And is the toast good?
A good, good, good. A good, good, good. No.
You don't want it? Want a bit more toast? You've hardly touched a toast. That's a better boy. That's a good boy. Mummy's washing the pots.
Tea.
I've not poured it yet, so I've put the milk at the top. I think it's ready for pour. No, I've put the milk in the cup. Right. I think it's ready for pour. I'll make a fresh cup. Is Daddy having some tea now? I told them Grandma and Grandad were coming, he said. Chop-chop Nana a bag.
Chop-chop bag, Nana.
So I told him he better not just say that when he saw her. Would you like some toast, Peter?
No, thank you.
More, Dad.
No, Daddy's not going to sleep. He's going back upstairs, but he's not going back to bed. Are you, Daddy?
No, I'm not going to sleep.
No, he's taking his cup of tea upstairs.
Pop! Dad!
Would you like some cheese or some jam on the other piece of toast? Cheese? You're not going to tell me. Oh, I meant to just put some cheese on it, Thomas. And I hope that was the right thing.
The tea gone.
Where's the tea gone? Or where's cheese gone? If you said tea, it's gone upstairs with Daddy. And if you said cheese, it's here. I'm just about to spread it on the toast.
Who's the dear?
Oh dear, have you dropped the juice? It doesn't matter really when it's in one of those cups, does it? Because the lid doesn't come off. There we are, there's some toast with cheese on it. Yes. Are you playing peepo with Mummy?
Peepo.
Peepo.
And then
yes.
Peepo, Lillian.
Peepo.
Lillian, peepo.
Peepo, Thomas.
Lillian, peepo.
Peepo. What's the matter?
Peepo, Lillian.
Peepo, Thomas.
Peepo.
I'm trying to cover Mummy's eyes. I think it's Mummy that should cover her eyes. And then she says, peepo.
Peepo! Oh, Bella, do
the door! That's right, she was putting a paws up at the door to get in, wasn't she? Was that funny? She's going to go upstairs now and see Daddy. No, she's not. She's coming back. Hello, Puffs.
Found the bulb! Bulb!
Oh, she's crying now, isn't she? Oh dear, I don't know what's the matter with me this morning.
Oh dear!
Just drop something. Thomas, don't scream at her today.
And Michael.
To me like Daddy's working on his computer upstairs. I can hear him tapping the keys.
Hello!
You like playing with Daddy's computer, don't you, when he lets you? She's back here again. I don't think she quite knows what she wants, Tommy. She doesn't want to go out, she doesn't want to be in, she doesn't want to stay down here with us, and she doesn't want to go upstairs.
Well,
Daddy has the Teletubbies on a CD-ROM, doesn't he?
No.
He does, and he lets you play with it. You sit on his knee. Daddy's computer?
No.
Oh, that's it. That's Mummy's toast ready now. When we went to see the doctor.
No.
He had a computer, didn't he, on his desk? And he tapped into it and you said, Daddy's. It must have reminded you of Daddy's computer. There we are, we've washed up the pots. Oh, Mummy's just seen this little egg cup, Thomas.
Yeah.
It's got buttercups and daisies in it. We picked those for Grandma, do you remember?
No.
You can't remember that far back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Boo! Oh, Boo! Are you hiding from me?
No.
Boo! Come on. Mmm. Oh, that's good. That's Mummy's tea. That tastes nice.
Lemon?
Yes.
No.
Lady, what's the matter, sweetheart? What's the matter with Puss this morning? You're a pretty girl, aren't you? Isn't she pretty, Thomas?
She's a bow. No.
You don't think she's pretty? Yeah. Well, I think she is. She's got this beautiful coat. A big fluffy tabby cat. Mm. And tomorrow we're going to York. See the other grandma and grandma. We've not seen them for quite a while. Are you going to be a good boy?
No.
Oh, I think I'll have to think again about taking you then in that case.
Oh.
Oh, that's an empty packet of crisps. It's empty. We're giving it to Grandma because she's collecting them. Free books for schools.
Yeah.
It was empty tubs. Grandma's collecting the empty packets because when she hands them in, it means the school gets some books free.
No.
Pussycat, what do you want? I think Mummy's going to have some marmalade on her toast, Thomas. You're too busy drinking your juice to talk, aren't you? I think it's a little bit early in the morning for you, really.
Hello, Lily.
Yes.
Hello.
Are you waving at Billy? Say hello, Belle. Hello, Billy.
Lily.
Yes. Meow. No, don't squirm. Birdie, come here. Come on, let's scrape this food. We'll put some more biscuits on it and see if you'll eat it. They make a nice rocky sound for us, don't they? Listen. Birdie's biscuits. They're much smaller than our biscuits, aren't they? I beg your pardon. No, this is toast and marmalade. It isn't chocolate.
Choc-choc.
Mummy can't talk now because she's got a mouthful of toast, hasn't she?
I just said juice.
Or have you put some of the cornflakes in the trailer with them? The horse on the back of the train. You finished? Good boy, thank you.
No.
You don't want the juice, thank you?
No.
No? Oh, come on, you've not eaten much toast this morning.
No cheese.
No cheese, you don't want it. Thomas, what do you say? Excuse me. No. You're just doing that on purpose now. Say excuse me, please. It's rude.
No!
It's not nice to do that.
Mother.
She's gone now. She's finished her food and she's gone.
No. What? No. I bought them. I bought them.
She's gone upstairs now to see Daddy.
Daddy. Both.
You've eaten all the cornflakes, but you've really not had a lot of toast.
No. That's all the juices. No juice.
Oh, you don't want the trains on your high chair either.
No, my big juice.
Oopsie daisy.
My little juice.
You're not having chop chop.
I said chop chop. I said.
You want Mummy's plate?
Dad.
Oh, you can have Mummy's plate.
Yes. Lemon.
Your plate with some toast on it, and you've got Mummy's plate with Mummy's toast. Oh, you're eating Mummy's toast, aren't you? Does Mummy's toast taste nicer than yours? Well, if you're eating my toast, I better go and get the second piece, haven't I? Otherwise, Mummy won't have anything to eat.
Mummy.
Just wash the tray. That's the tray we put on the floor. prepared his food bowls to stand on. You'd like the trains about now? Well, the hatch is a bit crowded with your plate, Mummy's plate, and the trains. Right, you're handing your plate back.
Yeah.
And Mummy's plate back. How about just having a piece of toast there on the train? Yes.
Oh.
Mmm, nice. Your fingers are a bit sticky with the cheese, aren't they? Mummy's tummy feels full now. Does Thomas's tummy feel full? We read that story last night about the caterpillar whose tummy was full. Do you remember? That's right. It was about a little egg on a leaf. And when the sun came up in the morning, that's right, out of the egg popped a caterpillar. He was tiny and very hungry, wasn't he? And he ate through a lot of food in a week, didn't he? I think it was apples, pears, strawberries, oranges, plums. I can't remember the other thing. I think it was plums. And then on Saturday, he had an absolutely enormous feast. He had a piece of chocolate cake and an ice cream cone. Slice of salami, piece of Swiss cheese. What else did he have? I can't remember. A cupcake, a slice of watermelon. Can't think what else he had. A slice of salami. And he was very, very full. He'd eaten so much he had a tummy ache, didn't he? And the next day was Sunday and he ate through one nice green leaf and after that he felt much better. And then he built a cocoon around himself. Do you remember that picture? When the caterpillar, tiny green caterpillar, had grown into a big fat green caterpillar when he'd eaten all that food on the Saturday night. And then he built a cocoon around himself. That was the picture with all the brown circles. And he stayed inside for more than 2 weeks and then what happened?
He popped again.
He popped out of the cocoon. And he was a beautiful butterfly, wasn't he? You want me to say it again? Well, it's not as easy saying it again without the book, Thomas, because I can't remember half the things. But it's about a very tiny, hungry caterpillar. Who eats a lot of things. What do you mean toast? I thought you meant more pop. You wanted me to tell you the story again about the caterpillar popping out of the cocoon. Right, I'm sorry. That's because you're saying pop for all sorts of things.
Really?
I'm always getting confused.
Sit on there.
What are you saying?
Sit on there, juice.
Is that where the driver sits? The driver sits in the cab. The engine cab.
Oh,
help, help, oh dear. Has the train fallen over again? Help, help, help.
Juice!
Juice, just a second. I'll get you some juice. A bit more cheese on toast first. Juice. You want your juice back? There's your juice. toast is very crispy this morning, isn't it? You hear Mummy crunching? The cranes spend a lot of time on their side, don't they, when they've fallen down?
No.
Thank you. You finished with the juice?
No, the juice.
And you don't want the cranes, are you? Oh.
No.
You look quite a tired boy. You a tired boy?
No. Da-da-da-da!
Would you like some apple now? Oh, Thomas, you're yawning.
Grapes.
Oh, I haven't got any grapes. I'm sorry, sweetheart. You ate them yesterday.
Gotcha.
Is that cheese?
No cheese.
More cheese. Mummy's going to peel an apple now. This is an apple, darling. You're asking for grapes and pears, and we haven't had any grapes or pears this morning. I'm sorry.
And this?
This is an apple. I'm just going to take the skin off for you. Peeling it with a peeler.
A pear? No pear.
No pear, it's an apple. You ate two whole apples yesterday, which is quite a lot for a little boy. You like fruit, don't you? Thomas like a lot of fruit?
No.
Yeah. Thank you, dear. Yes, I know you like Chop Chop as well, but Chop Chop's not on offer, I'm afraid. No? I'm taking the pips out of the middle, do you remember? Did that the other day.
Pips and ginger.
And cut it into small pieces. Oh dear, did one of the apple pips go on the train? There we are, that's better, isn't it? You know, we've cut the apple into small pieces. Anyway, I washed up the little blue bowl that you had your cornflakes in, so I'll put the apple in that.
Mini pear.
No, it's not pear, it's apple popper. So get rid of the peel now. What is in the bin? Thank you. Yes, that was a nice crisp apple, Thomas. Enjoying that. I can hear you crunching. Whoops.
And she's not here.
And you're going into the chair, didn't she? That's having a good morning this morning, aren't
I? Okay.
Dropping things and banging into things.
A bee, Papa.
A what, darling?
A bee. Wait.
And just where are you going, Peter?
Sorry?
Where are you going?
Just
okay, because Purdy needs some food. What? You get that later. Right, Daddy's going out again now.
Daddy, what?
He's going for his newspaper now. Daddy's doing some work at home this week. He's not going into work. And Daddy are going to take Mummy to work. And then when you come home, Grandma and Grandad should be here. And then they look after you while Daddy goes back upstairs and does some more work. And then this afternoon...
Mama!
More work. He's got to go to a meeting, I think, this afternoon at 2 o'clock. So he'll be busy working this afternoon. And you'll be playing or going to the shops or something with Grandma and Grandad, won't you? Has Daddy driven away in the car? Did you see him go?
No!
Oh, you're enjoying the apple, aren't you? And he's just wiping the crumbs off the table. There we are. It's all cleaned up now. What are you looking at, Thomas? Are you looking at the balloons?
People move. Paul. Bottom.
Billy, she's either upstairs or outside. I can't remember now. Yes, all the toast has gone from the plate. We can just see Winnie the Pooh on the bottom of the plate, can't we? I'll take it into the kitchen now to wash it up. Daddy's got to wear a paper. It doesn't feel very warm this morning,
tonight. No.
No. No nice sunshine, is there today?
Huh?
Well, you finished the apple, you don't want any more.
But
no, it isn't there, it's apple, darling. Mommy's going to put it in the pink box in the fridge. And then if you want a snack mid-morning, or you want something to finish your lunch off with, you can have the apple, can't you? Until I put it in the paint box, and now you want to start eating it. What do you say? You're making very rude noises this morning. No, you don't say chop chop, you say excuse me please. You mustn't make noises like that when you're going out. People will think it's very rude, won't they?
No!
No, it's not Daddy, it's somebody else. Now, old Thomas, all done and dusted.
Daddy?
Yes? Daddy's gone to buy a newspaper.
Ellen?
Yes? What's he doing? Swinging your legs. Daddy's swinging his legs. Now, Mummy's going to put some more water in the kettle and boil it up. Because we need to cool some boiled water for your drinks. Grandma and Grandad might be here very soon.
Yeah?
I'll be making them a cup of tea, won't they, when they arrive?
Why are tea?
Tea for Grandma and Grandad.
Yes.
It's a piece of apple.
Oh.
Does it taste good?
It does.
How do you do? Are you shaking Mummy's hand? How do you do, Thomas? How do you do?